AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On this Memorial Day in Longview, Texas,
I ask that you keep in your prayers the people of Uvalde, Texas.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott calls last week's killing of 19 students and their two teachers in Uvalde evil.
It is going to take time to heal the devastation that the families there have gone through and are going through. But be assured, we will not relent until Uvalde recovers. We are Texas, and Texans will unite.
A day after he visited the small town of some 15,000 people, President Biden expresses his hope that Congress can somehow break its longtime deadlock over gun laws.
I think things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. At least that's my hope and prayer.
A bipartisan group of senators has been working on trying to reach a compromise on gun restrictions. The president traveled to Arlington National Cemetery to honor those killed in the nation's wars and their families.
The president saluted as taps played after laying the wreath of red and white roses wrapped in red, white, and blue ribbon in front of the tomb.
Memorial Day is always a day where pain and pride are mixed together.
The president says Memorial Day is not the only day to remember those who gave their lives for their country.
It must be a daily commitment to act, to come together, to be worthy of the price that was paid.
This is also the day the president's veteran son, Beau, died of a brain tumor in 2015. He and the First Lady attended church near their home in Delaware and laid flowers at their son's grave.
It always feels to me on Memorial Day, I see him. Not as he was the last time I held his hand, but the day I pinned his bars on him.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. European Union leaders compromise on a partial oil embargo on Russia during a meeting focused on helping Ukraine with a long-delayed package of sanctions blocked by Hungary. The embargo covers Russian oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary exemption for imports delivered by pipeline. The partial embargo means more than two-thirds of Russian oil imported by Europe will be blocked. The new sanctions also include asset freezes and travel bans on individuals and expels Russia's largest bank from a major global financial transfer system. A vote by the 27 member nations will be held by Wednesday. Millions of people traveling this summer despite inflation and airline problems. Rita Foley has this.
Airlines expecting massive numbers of travelers, but they have fewer employees than before the pandemic, and that's leading to some flight cancellations. And for travelers who are driving, gas is $4.61 a gallon, says the AAA, $1.57 more than last year at this time.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.